Tim and Joel
on Nova.
The winner of Australian Idol 2024 is Dylan.
There he is.
Congratulations, Dylan.
Mate, we're so happy for you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Just so happy.
Oh, it's wild. I still haven't processed it yet.
No. Yeah. And exhausted, I imagine.
Oh, like, just a little bit.
Yeah, what a day.
Yeah, I went over and gave you a hug before, you're like, hi.
Like, wow, smell cool. Real
good
bad.
To see you, mate. Good to see you, bro.
Have you eaten? Like, have you even eaten today? Like, what does an Australian Idol winner do the day after? Like, do you even have time?
You know what? I actually had smashed avo on toast today.
Oh, my God. Someone's doing well.
Is that it?
Channeling Bill Granger.
Yeah, I think so.
That's all you've eaten today?
I think so.
Bro.
Have you a Tim Tam in there?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Tim Tam's all associated with Australian Idol.
The last time you and Tim came to the show, Tim Tams were the main sponsor. And Tim was forced to enjoy Tim Tams on camera.
Didn't he let us know?
I didn't sign up for this.
I didn't sign up for this. I came for the show.
He really didn't like it. Really didn't like it.
Now.
Yeah, I know.
Dylan, did you have a feeling in your gut that you were going to win?
Not at all. Not
really?
In the slightest. Like, from top 30, I was like, Amy's in for sure.
Yeah.
And then as it went on, I was like, Denver, yeah. But me, not at all.
I hedged my bets the whole time because I wanted you to win all the time.
From yeah,
the
he said
but
everybody.
Then even the last couple of days, I was like, oh, I want Dylan to win. I think Amy's going to win, though. So I hedged my bets.
You were protecting your heart.
Yeah, of course I was.
Yeah.
You didn't want to be upset.
I was going for Cosima.
Nah. Remember last year? Who did I want to win? And then Megan.
You wanted Josh Hannon to win.
And then Megan Trainor said, are you gay? And I went, no, I just wanted Josh to win.
Just got a finger on the pole.
You're not allowed to enjoy male performance as a male.
Yeah.
Well, you know. Take me out for dinner first.
Okay, I will, of course. Tim Tams and smashed out.
You'll never come home if you go out for dinner with Tim. From the second I saw you, and I think we chatted on audition day, and I got
to... Yeah, you sung to my daughter.
Yes, we were singing Frozen songs, that's right. And cause
so
I,
hard
know,
to get Ricky
I
wanted, to sing.
No. Well, when at auditions, it's such a weird thing because I've got to walk up...
And be friendly to
and
everyone.
Have a, no, but have like a conversation and have it be casual and relaxed, but there's 7,000 cameras pointed at you and you're set up to sit on this table and all of that. So it's a bit awkward. So I always try and like, especially when there's kids, you try and break the ice a little bit with the little ones so they're not like,
Yeah, screaming. No, you did a different show. Like, it was amazing. It was, you made it so relaxed and just broke the ice so well. So thank you so much.
Pleasure. But from the start, I just knew you had something really special. And I think that's one of the things that Australia got to really fall in love with about you is you're warm and you're personable and you are authentic and genuine and you're super talented. And I think that was what got you all the way through it to win the competition. But from the first second I heard you open your mouth in the audition room, I was like, oh, my God. And then every week you just had the best songs.
When we played the 500 miles thing, we played it on air here.
Yeah.
We
were
both
floored by that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I love that version.
It's
thank you
so
much.
Good.
And also, it'd be good now that you won, everyone stops referring to you as young dad.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not
every,
that young.
Every voiceover package and everybody's like, young dad, Dylan. Yeah,
super
like,
oh, branded. God. But I was calling you, in rehearsals, I was calling you middle-aged dad.
Yeah, and I'll take that.
Plenty
of white hairs in
there. Middle-aged dad.
What are you going to do with $100,000? I didn't realise. I didn't realise Idol has prize money.
Yeah, I'm just $100,000 worth of Crocs, I think.
Oh, my God.
We are from the Shire. So
you wore Crocs to one of the performances, right?
I did, because I got gout. That's why I'm middle-aged.
Oh, my God. You what? Is that a virus disease?
Yeah.
Oh, that's scurvy. That's scurvy.
I'm
like, have you been out on the high seas?
I thought that was a song by JoJo.
You know, gout is no veggies and stuff, isn't it?
Too much red meat, red wine, all the good stuff.
Oh, okay. Right.
Stress. I've probably got it and don't even realise.
Oh, you'd realise. My foot was like purple.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it affects you like joints eggplant. And... Yeah, okay.
What, and they just swell up? They just swell up.
You're a pop star now.
I don't get that.
You need to hide all that stuff.
I don't get gout anymore. I'm well taken care of. I've got $100,000 in my back pocket.
And you auditioned with a Crowded House song, but you are leaving with a new song.
Yes.
Paper Heart. Let's have a little listen.
All that I've been through brought me beside.
with you. That voice. I know I should take the leap, but I've been burned and bruised. Got lost when life was tearing me apart. Yeah, you can write your name. I love that little wink to the camera before. On my paper
heart. Is that to say thanks to Scott Tweedy for lending me his?
It was.
Can you tell me about the process of getting this song? How long ago were you given this song? How many of you got given songs? You had to record them. I know there's like a bit of a process. Is it for the top eight?
Top six. A song each. And we all recorded the song.
Yep.
And I rewrote the verses to kind of have it about my idol journey, kind of to bookend the idol journey and then kind of move on to the next chapter.
But that had to be done really quickly, right?
I did it in an hour and then recorded it the next day.
Well, yeah, Guy Sebastian talks about how it took him 4 days to record his debut album.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
nuts.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Slowpoke.
So nuts. I know, lazy bones.
4 days? Come on, Guy. And like, from here, you'll be, I'm sure, going into working on an album.
Yeah, I hope so.
Have you been to Sony yet? What's got like...
Yeah, met the Sony team today. They were awesome and just so much love in the air and support.
Yeah, all but incredible. Anastasia are pretty good, generally. Oh, no, that's who you came in with.
Oh, my God. I thought you meant the 2000s pop star, Anastasia. Like,
I thought you meant Anastasia Palaszczuk.
They don't like you if they got her with you.
I mean, a lot of American Idol winners now go on to win Oscars, so, you know...
Oh, well, look out.
Oh, my God. We've really put the pressure on you day one. Yeah. How many gout sufferers win Oscars?
Oh, plenty.
But what is it that you want to do? Because obviously your wife would like to see you for a bit, no doubt.
And maybe a couple of days. Yeah, no, I'd love to. The first thing I want to do is have a little week holiday camping or something just with the girls and turn the phone off and just... Yeah. Be with them.
Give the kids to Millsy, your brother-in-law, who's worked on this show for a bit.
Oh, my God, I've only just discovered this. I cannot believe it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, oh so goodness. See you later. And just me and Georgia for a bit.
Yeah, awesome.
Camping with the girls.
Yeah,
that's something I say regularly on the weekend, but very
no
different
way.
Version.
No way. Not camping. Camping at Crown.
Before we go, camping at the sub penthouse, thank
camping
you.
Camping at the Crown.
Any villa rooms available to camp in? Did Nobu deliver to camping? Tell us about really the after party. We know that you didn't stay as late as Ricky, but how was her form last night?
She was on fire. Yeah, I didn't see her leave the dance floor.
No.
I think I ran away from you.
You did. That was a song. You're like, ah!
I think they put Beyonce on. I was like, I've done it! Beyonce!
Well, before we let you go, there's one final word from Marsha. Obviously, that we can't probably play this anymore, but this is...
No, this is huge.
You are now in show business, boyfriend.
Congratulations, mate. So happy for you. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having
me. Go and buy his song. Download it, stream it, support him. He's amazing. We love you. Congratulations.
Paper Heart is out now from your Australian idol, Young Dad.
Well deserved.
Thanks so much.
Gonna be the man who's waking up with you.
Ricky Lee, Tim and Joel.